Welcome, 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 welcome. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome to Faith Talk. Yes, I am your host, Lolita Jones, and I want to invite you to visit our website, lolitajoneslive.com, lolitajoneslive.com. Yes, yes, yes. There you will find our podcast from all year round. I mean, from the first part podcast, you will find right on there to our daily devotions every morning, a couple of times a day. Actually, I think it's every morning for the devotions, but our Facebook devotions is twice a day. But on our website, you will find information about the conferences that will be coming up, all of our events, even when it comes to our fast days. You will also find our fasting list with scriptures of talking about fasting in the Word of God, what type of fast that they are. And furthermore, you can find about Life Changes Ministry, how it began, the history of it, a little about me. So for those spectators out there that want to know who is Lolita, well, go to my website. You will find a piece. And it's not so much about me, but it's to give God glory. You will find something about Life Changers Ministries. And we just want to thank God for you. And we have a word from the Lord for you on this evening. We are continuing with our fasting. Today is the fourth day. The Lord has just been so good. We thank God for the many partners and so many people just coming in and on the prayer line and the 6 a.m. prayer line and then the 6 p.m. spoken word. We thank God that this word is growing throughout this earth, touching lives every place. Because I don't know about you, but I want to see people saved, delivered, and set free. I want them healed in their body, healed in their mind, healed in their marriages, healed in their relationships with their children, healed in their finances. Hallelujah. Because God is just that God. He's just that good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have to be at church to praise him. I don't need nobody on an organ or a keyboard or any drums. All I got to do is think of the goodness of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's all I got to do is think of his goodness because he's been mighty good to me. But anyway, there is a message for you on this evening. I pray that you enjoy it. God bless you.
Welcome to Life Changes Ministries. This is our Faith Talk consecration. This is our spiritual renewal consecration which began on Monday, January 8th, and will continue for 30 days, Monday through Friday, which ends on February 16th. We thank God for each and every one of you, you. And yes, there is a word from the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And for those that have their books before I pray, for those that have their Bibles, I just want you to turn to, Acts chapter 2. We're going to talk about Acts chapter 2 today because we're talking about the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we're going to talk about the Holy Ghost this morning. But we just want to just say a word of prayer right quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. Father, we thank you for handpicking us into yourself and finding great pleasure in doing so according to your word in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 3 through 5. God, and we just say thank you. Thank you for just clothing us in our right mind today, because God, you didn't have to do it, but you did, and we thank you, because there's many people that are not in their right mind, but God, we thank you that you touched us with your finger of love this morning, and you breathed into our nostrils and our lungs the breath of life, that we're able to gather together on this conference call line on this evening, God, to just give you glory, honor, and praise because you've been that good. God, we thank you for the breath of life. God, we thank you for your touch on today. God, we thank you for the fire of your healing anointing that continues to flow through our bodies, oh God. Father, we just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you, oh God, for even before the foundations of the world was laid, God, you knew us. And God, God, we say thank you that you chose us. You handpicked us. You considered us. Even when Jesus was up on the cross, he looked into the cup and he saw us right here in 2024. And we thank you, God. We need you more now than we have ever needed you in our life. And we just give you glory today. God, we give you honor. God, we give you praise, oh God. Thank you for being who you are. You've been faithful to us. Even when we're not faithful to you, God, you've been faithful to us. And we say thank you, oh God. If we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't praise you enough because you've been just that good to us. Father, you continue to soothe our downs and calm our fears. God, you continue to look beyond our fault and see our need for you. And we need you more now than we have ever needed you in our life. You see the conditions of this world, God. You see the conditions. You see the corrupt politicians. God, you even see the meetings that's going on behind that black curtain. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, they're trying to advance the Antichrist. But, God, I thank you in the name of Jesus, because no matter what, whether they do it now or later, but your word says that every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And, Father, we thank you right now that we confess it with our mouth. We believe in our hearts that you, the Lord God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth and the creator of mankind, God, it was you, oh God, that sent your only begotten Son to die in our place. Father, we say thank you on this evening. Father, we give you a double. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. God, even the tiredness in our bodies, God, we still say thank you. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Because you are our strength. Father, we thank you that you are our strong tower. God, when we think don't go our way, God, we can always run to you. And God, run to you as the strong tower. And we know that we are safe because you, oh, God, continue to be a hedge of protection around about us, oh God. You continue to protect that mind, oh God, that the enemy can't infiltrate it with negative thoughts. God, we thank you. God, we release all of us. We release us, God, to you. God, into your hands do we commit our spirit, that your will be done in the earth, oh God. God, that you get all the glory and the honor and the praise. Father, now just give you glory on tonight. Father, now I ask you to word my mouth, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let me present this word on this evening like you had presented it to me in my spirit, man. And Father, I thank you for being who you are. Father, I acknowledge you in all my ways, and I expect you to direct my path. Father, I just give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I thank God for each and every one of you that's right here on this prayer call. We just praise God for you. I do have to put a plug in it right quick. Someone had asked me this morning about our thing, talking about raise your expectations, and they wanted me to, you know, elaborate on it. When it comes to us going to work every day, we expect to get paid every 2 weeks. When we get into our car, we expect that car not to have any type of issues, but we expect it to start up. When we come to sitting in a chair, we don't know who built the chair, how many screws in the chair, what type of wood is made from out of the chair. We don't even know if the chair is stable or not. We just plop down in the chair because we are expecting the chair to hold us up. No matter of our weight, we are expecting that chair to do what it's supposed to do, what it was created and purposed to do. Now, that's in the natural realm. We got to take it over into the spiritual realm. God's word will not fail us. God's word will not return to him void, but it has to accomplish that which he has set it out to do, and it has to prosper in that thing. When we raise our expectation, expecting the word of God to perform in our life, we will receive that expectation. We will receive that request, that answer to that. Because why? Because in the same way, you didn't know if anybody stole your engine in the middle of the night. When you went outside this morning, you didn't check all four tires. You can get a mirror and put it up under the bottom of your car on the backside to make sure there was no bombs or missiles or anything that's going to harm anything, that explosive underneath your car. You didn't do none of that. You got up, left your house, jiggling your keys, locking your door to make sure everything is locked tight, and you walk to your car whistling, singing, rocking back and forth, head bobbing, got in your car, threw your stuff in the back seat, started up your car. Why? Because you expect your car to function and do the function it was created to do. God's word was created by God himself, written by God, Holy Spirit. And we as believers of Jesus Christ have to get to that point in our life that we are expecting the word of God to perform in our lives. Isaiah said, by his stripes, we are healed. Let me go to the top more. He was wounded for our transgressions. We believe that. He was bruised for our iniquities. We believe that. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. That I got to stop right there because I hear so many, not the world, but I hear the saints say, girl, my peace. I'm just miserable. I don't have no peace. All the devil is a lie. You will have whatsoever you say, according to Mark 11, 22 through 25. That's what Jesus says. But getting back to Isaiah 53 and 5, peace, our peace, was upon him. He suffered that we might have peace. So no matter what's going on in the lives of the believers, we should wake up every second of the day expecting God's word to perform in our lives. And if you're not expecting God's word, it's time to raise your expectations. By his stripes we healed. And the saint's still walking around saying, I got a pain here and I got a pain. But we seem to get in the presence. God had did an outpouring on Wednesday night during our Wednesday night Bible study. We started with prayer at 6 p.m. True enough, a lot of us were doing this line also, but we were doing dual pass on Wednesday night. The Lord told Bishop to call forth the healing line, and God used Bishop because God was giving Bishop forth notice, and he started speaking what he heard God Holy Spirit say in his ear, and as he spoke, the saints got in line. And every person that submitted their will to the Spirit of the living God received their healing. What do you mean they submitted their will? They got up because Bishop said, come forth, stand right in his line. He thought each and every one of them to do something. There's people on this line that was in the line that was healed on Wednesday night because they were expecting it. That's not even my message. They were expecting it. They raised their expectation. Because it's amazing how we, I take nothing from the doctors. I have a whole lot of cousins. Trust me, I got a couple of them on the line right now. The Moores, the Halls, the Dysons, the Joneses, the Harrisons, we got so many doctors in the family, doctors and lawyers, professional people in the family. I thank God for them being medical doctors. Praise the Lord. I thank God for your diploma on your wall. I got a couple of them on wire, too. But you're not the master physician. It says practicing physician. If you ever look at it, it just says practicing. And now, I believe now, they took off the practicing. It just had the physician. It doesn't matter. They're still practicing. God is the master physician. We should raise our expectations so far that, God, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Expect God to use you up in this season. He used Paul up. He tried to kill Paul multiple times. In prison, wrote more books than anybody. In prison. I know he had haters. I'm not talking about the world. I'm talking about church folks. I know he had haters, but that didn't stop him. That's why you're in prison. Okay. And I'm still blessed in prison. Because they may have imprisoned the natural man, but my spirit man is still ministering to you and praying for you in the midnight hour while you still sleep. Raise your expectation. That was the pre to what I'm about to say now. But I had to get that out. Raise your expectation. But just in case anybody else just was curious about when it comes to the theme for this year, raise your expectation. I can take it even further over in Malachi. Y'all know I love me some Malachi. Malachi 3 and 10. It talks about bring the tithe and offering into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, say the Lord. It talks about your tithe and offering. Uh-huh, yep, your 10%. A lot of us, we get God a raise. So it hasn't changed. No matter how our taxes are going and fluctuating and everything else, this word was written well over 2,000. Oh, way, especially Malachi was written way, maybe about hopefully we had theologians on the line, probably 3,000 to 5,000 years ago. And yet God never raised the tithe from 10%. That's just an awesome God that we serve. But we are expecting God because according to that word, he will open up the windows of heaven and pour us out blessings. You sow a seed of finances, you reap a seed of finances. You sow a seed of prayer, you reap the answer. Whatever you sow, you reap. We are expecting that. So I encourage you to raise your expectation. Now I'm getting to the word. Hallelujah. For those that already have their Bibles, I have so many verses. Y'all will catch it. But it is a luxury. My base verse or my base chapter is Acts chapter 2. And they were on one accord in the upper room. We all know that by heart. Been knowing that since a child. But it is a luxury to be filled with God's Holy Spirit. And at the same time, it is a divine command for us not to be filled with wine wherein is excess, but to be filled with God, Holy Spirit, according to Ephesians 5:18. The Lord Jesus refers to him as the comforter who would come. He is also, he is always on hand to help in the seasons of trials and tests. God, Holy Spirit, is the lifting power of the church of Christ. And Paul says, Paul tells us that we are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart, 2 Corinthians 3:3. God, Holy Spirit begins in the heart, right in the depth of the human affection. He brings into the heart the riches of the revelation of Jesus Christ, implanting purity and holiness there, so that out of its depths, praises may well up continually. Apostle Paul recorded Jesus breathing on them and saying, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost," John 20:22. In Luke 4:1, it says that Jesus was full of the Holy Ghost. Luke 1:15, John, the cousin of Jesus, we call him John the Baptizer, was filled in his mother's womb. He was filled with the Holy Ghost in his mother's womb. Acts 11:24, Barnabas was full of the Holy Ghost. Acts 7:55, Stephen, full of the Holy Ghost. He was a deacon. Acts 4:8, Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 13:9, Saul, who is now known as Paul, you know about his transformation, was filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 13:52, the disciples were continually filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost. Over in Acts 1:8, it says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you." All I got to do is stop right there. Do you have the power? That's the question for tonight. Do you have the power? We're not talking about nobody else. We're not talking about the world, because this is not written for the world. The Bible is not written for the world. It is written for the believers that's in the world, but not of the world. I said it right. The Holy Bible is written for believers, because this is the last will and testament of God, Holy Spirit, and Jesus Christ, and God the Father, the Trinity. They put this Genesis, the Revelations together, not for the world. It's for us, the believers. No matter what we're going through in our life, trust me, there is a solution between Genesis and Revelation to that exact problem. No matter what, do you have the power? Luke 24:49 says, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Hallelujah. Over in Acts 3:1-6, talks about Peter and John going up into the temple. And it says, where is it? There we go. "And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful." to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, looking at him, casting his eyes upon him, what John said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting, but he needed to raise his expectation a little bit more, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. This man was expecting something carnal. Something about them carnal-minded individuals. But he did not know that he was dealing with two disciples that was full of God, Holy Spirit. Having the Holy Ghost is more than the silver and gold you have in your wallet, your purse, your that underneath that second mattress, in the bank accounts. I don't care if it's at Fort Knox. The God, Holy Spirit is priceless. When you have him, you get all that you need. Do you have the power? Luke 10:19 says, behold, I give unto you power. There's some that power. It's that same power that Jesus talked about. This is Jesus talking. This is Jesus over in Luke 10:19. This is before the upper room. Behold, I give unto you the power. Jesus was sharing the power of the Holy Ghost that was in him with the disciples. I have give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. When you're full of God, Holy Spirit, you have the power, the ability, and the authority to take over everything the enemy is spewing out of the pit of hell. Sickness, disease, poverty, no matter what it is. People with nasty attitudes, you've got Jesus sharing his power with you. Him being full of the Holy Ghost himself. Acts 1:8, I got to go back to Acts 1:8. Jesus said, but ye shall receive power. This is in Message version. You shall receive power, ability, efficiency, and might. When God, Holy Spirit, come upon you. So I must ask this question again. Do you have the power? Can anybody see the fruit of your power? Can anybody, the sinner man that you walk past on your job every single day, can he sense that you have the power? Because if you have the power, let me tell you about a light. Yes, Lord, thank God for the military. I had to go through electrical school for me to learn and be one of the top operators for the satellites that we launch out in space, you know, NASA. And one thing about in school, y'all, before you even go touch anything, it's a theory class. It was like 3.5 weeks of theory. Trust me. All you're doing is reading and the professor asking you questions. You're taking tests. That's all. It's all theory. It's just theory. So the first couple of weeks, we came into a dark room. And the professor said, Maggie, we heard his voice. We couldn't tell you where he was standing at. We didn't even know where we were standing. All we know, the classroom doors, I think it said 108 or 113 or something like that. And all I could do is testify for Lolita. I walked in the door. And I stood right there because I noticed there was no illumination. There was no light. I peeked back in the hallway, and I saw that there was lights in the hallway. And I peeked back in the classroom. My first thought was, they must have lost power in the classroom. And they must be on emergency generators in the hallway. This is the electronics school right there where it used to be in San Diego, California. And the professor, you heard this deep voice says, now I have you confused. So if you can tell me or whoever finds the power source, you're exempt from taking the test. Everybody started searching around. They was, you can hear them bumping into the desk, bumping into each other. People said, ouch! Man, get off my feet, get off my boots, man. You messing with my boondockers. I just spit shit on my boondockers. That's all you hear. That's, I stood. I wasn't crazy. I stood at the in the back where I came in through the door. And I was like, well, my dad always said, when you enter a room, touch with your hand, touch either the left wall once you enter in, or the right wall. Because that's where the switch is going to be. So I touched the left wall. There was nothing there. I moved my hand up and down the wall. I'm short. I'm 5'4". So I moved it either, got on my tippy toes, moved it up the wall just in case the man was trying to be funny. Put my hand down. Put my backpack in my other hand. With my right hand, I went from like my hip area on the wall, and I went up. I said, "Oh, what?" And I flipped the switch. I was exempt from the exam. That's not the purpose of what I'm stating. The man said, "How do you know where the power source is?" And I stepped back out the classroom and said, this section of the hallway has its own switch, and it's on a wall. I doubt if classrooms have their own utility box. And he just looked at me. I was the only female, the only colored. Must I go on when it comes to that? And they were just, you know, and I said, furthermore, my dad. My dad always cautioned, especially for his daughters, you don't ever enter into a dark house. You don't ever enter a room that if you can't see it in front of your face, don't enter into that room. You use your hands. You drop what you got. You use your hands. And you fill up the wall for the light switch. If there is none, you exit, you turn around, and you go the other way. You, my daughter, you do not enter into a dark room. I don't care whose house it is. My dad didn't care. Very protective. He probably told my brothers, but I know for certain he told me and my sister. The power source. If we are not connected to the power source, how can the world see the light of Jesus Christ in us? No, leader, who's the power source? Who's God, Holy Spirit? After the G said, you see power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, the gift from our Heavenly Father, a priceless gift, nothing can be compared. You can get all the power sources here in America. We got a couple of power grids. Trust me, we got a couple of power grids. But that still doesn't compare to the power of God, Holy Spirit. It is vital for a believer. I just shared this with my son. It's vital for a believer to be hooked in and complete. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt, you are connected to the main power source, which is God, Holy Spirit. I understand the cloven tongues of fire, but before you can jump down to that verse, you first got to be connected to the power source. Because everybody's speaking in tongues. They may not be connected to the power source. And nowadays, they rattle on and not, you got to stand back and look at it. Because the power source, it has a certain sound. God, Holy Spirit, give us the old saints. Listen to them as they pray, and they just get caught up in heaven's language. There is a sound. When it comes to true believers, there is a sound. And the thing about it is the devil knows the sound. He knows the key. He knows the pitch. He know it. He's like, oh, I got them in the center making a fool of themselves. Because a fool saying in their heart, there is no God. That's what the book of Psalms say. A fool say in their heart, there is no God. So in other words, that person, that man, that woman, that boy, that girl that's trying to speak in tongues and acting a nut, God, they're mocking God because they are not connected to the power source. Do you have the power? Because we need that power more now than we have ever needed in our life. 2024, about to, ooh, because of my daddy, I used to watch boxing. But he's about to KO a whole lot of folks. We're about to really see the tear in the wheat. We're about to really see the saints and ants. This year, 2025, I'm not worried about 2025. This year, we're about to see. We saw it in 2020 when COVID broke out. Folks just gave up. When I say gave up, don't mean, oh, because they didn't come to church. They wouldn't. Oh, no, because they were praying in their homes, and they were still calling folks and checking on folks, and they were still praying with people, and they were still pleading the blood of Jesus over their children and of the church families and of the pastors. Folks was at home still praying. I'm talking about those who say, you know what? I know God can heal, but these people died of COVID. He ain't healing no COVID. Were you there to see if they asked God or if they even declared the word of God over them? You wasn't there. But we saw a shifting in the church in 2020. I'm not just talking about the Baptist Church and the Full Gospel Baptist and the Presbyterian and the Catholic Church and Church of God. I'm talking about the body of Christ. It's a bigger thing. I'm talking about the kingdom of God. We saw a shifting here in this earth. And the enemy thought he was going to sift us like wheat. Remember Jesus told Peter that? Simon Peter. The enemy, the devil himself, he desires to sift you like wheat. But I prayed for you. Peter, I've been praying for you. You and that crazy attitude of yours, you attitudinal. You took off the ear of a high servant. You always got to be right. I told you was going to deny me. You could say, I'm going to stick close. No, Peter, the cock crowed and you'd already denied me already. Because the enemy desires this. Not just Peter. He's talking about the church. Because Jesus said, Peter, upon this rock, I build my church. Upon this rock, I build my the church. Because I'm praying for the church. Because the enemy's been shifting us. And I got to ask, where is the power? Hallelujah. God gave the church. Where is the power? It's not about us. It's about the power of God, Holy Spirit. It's not about us. We don't care. You can speak in tongues and see sharp hands. We don't care. You can scream and cry and run around up and down the walls like Spider-Man. And that don't move me at all. No, it's not moving God. Because the devil is laughing. He don't have no power. He don't have no power. What? Wait a minute. What? Oh, he's trying to cut his stuff. He don't have no power. He drained. He haven't been at all. The time he gets the word is on Sunday. And then he don't even stay for Sunday school. He don't come to church on Wednesday night, even if he get out at 4:30. The enemy, which is making the world has been watching us for, I know all my life, they've been mimicking us all my life. And many of the saints, believers, whoever, have failed for their okey-doke, have failed for, because they disconnected themselves from the power source. They disconnected. God gave us, everybody had their own will. He said over in the Old Testament, Moses said it. Moses, let me see, Joshua said it again. I know for certain both of them said it. Choose ye this day who you go serve. Because we have our own will. Elijah said it, because he was up on the mountain and all them false prophets was up there and they were trying to, when it comes to the water, and he poured the water into the trench and to see who's God, and he told the people, choose. And then they said, God, the Lord God, he is the God. He is the power source. Because can't nobody make fire burn on top of water but God, and then lick up all the water and make it drip so dry you couldn't even tell water was there. But God. Because fire. Water puts out fire. Fire don't put out water. But because of the power of God, that's the source that we need. the power of God. The power of God. The power of God. These are the last days. All I keep hearing in my spiritual ear, and I know I have other prophets that's on the line, and they can attest to it too. Get ready, y'all. But Jesus, I really believe, and I wish I could just share my dream from last night with you all, but I can't. I do have permission to say this. I just feel in my spirit that Jesus is sitting on the edge of his seat, waiting for his Father not to say anything, but just raise his hand for the people for Jesus to come back for the church. That's what I believe. Jesus is sitting on the edge. Trust me, I have a right to believe that. I've been going through all my books, all my vision journals, and piecing things together, and I just keep seeing him edging closer and closer to the edge of his seat. These are the last days. Do you have the power? Bishop said, I want to be caught up the first time. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want Jesus to have to come back the second time. Oh, no, when he comes back, I'm leaving on the first trip. I love you, but hey, Lord bless you, because I'm going to be called up to meet him. So, leader, what does that have to do with power? It's the Holy Ghost, because if we need the Holy Ghost now, you know you're going to need it then, because the enemy's going to be loosed. That's what the book of Revelation says. All cathedralites know that because we're in the book of Revelation for Bible study. The pit will be open and he will be loosed. And all those that remain, they go, my mama was right, my daddy was right. But it's going to take the Holy Ghost to keep them. Because it's going to be hard for them to be saved, healed, and then to be subject to death. Do you have the power? Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I obeyed your voice. I presented the word the way you told me to. Father, even the scriptures, that they may go back and meditate upon the scriptures that was spoken in this sermon on this evening. But Father, I just ask you in the name of Jesus Christ to fill us again. God, I want to be filled up with you, with your gift, which is God, Holy Spirit. I want to be filled again. Fill us again. Because the feeling that we had last year, it helped us to get through 2023. But God, this is a brand new season, a brand new year. Woo! And it's going to be brand new obstacles, trials, and tribulations. God, it's going to be brand new tests. Even if we failed the test last year, God, there's going to be new tests given to us again. The questions this time that we had last year may not be on this test. It may not be exactly the same test, but it's going to bring about the same trying of our patience. It's going to be trying of our faith to test us to see if we really trusting you and standing upon your word. So, Father, fill us again. Fill us full that even the world, God, as we pass by, like Apostle Paul, when he passed by on the sidewalk, his shadow was cast upon the sidewalk, that those that were sick in their body, God, when that shadow cast upon them, they received healing. That we can be like Peter and John that went up into the temple early that morning, and that we may not have the money to feed somebody, but God, we can sit up and tell them about Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Father, we can lay hands on the sick and they will be healed immediately because we have raised our expectation that your word will be fulfilled even as it's spoken out of our mouth. So, Father, we want to say thank you right now. Fill us again with your spirit. Give us sweet love for one another. How would they know that you are my disciples? By the love you have for one another. So give us the power. Give us the power. God, renew our power, renew our strength in our spirit, man. That God, that we may be pleasing in your sight. That you receive all the glory and honor and praise out of our life. In the name of Jesus. Father, even those that's under the sound of my voice that don't know you as their Lord and their Savior, their Master and their King. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, I ask you, oh God, Holy Spirit, I ask you to soften their heart to receive Jesus as their Lord. Soften their heart that they can confess with their mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in their heart that God raised them from the dead, that they might be saved and they can go even further than that. God, that they ask you for the gift that you have given to your people, which is the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Father, I thank you. I bless you. And it is in Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. I thank God for each and every one of you that have joined us right here on this, where it will be going on my Faith Talk podcast, but right here for Life Changes Consecration. I thank God for you, and you. I praise God for your support because the message has to go throughout this earth. I mean, just I haven't been released to travel overseas as of yet, not since COVID, but I feel that release coming. So I've been telling certain ones to get passport, get your passport together. So I just keep Life Changes in prayer, because we desire to do the will of God, that God get all the glory, all the honor, all the praise, all the worship out of our lives. Jesus told us to go into the world with the good news and go tell everybody about it. You know, every person I meet, I try to introduce them to Christ Jesus. I mean, even those that say that they say, I begin to talk to you. Let me know after a while. We begin to, I said, ooh, today is just a beautiful day. That God just blessed us to see, ooh, we woke up in our right mind. And I said that to he's not young, but I called him a young man. He's probably in his 70s. Earlier today, I was down at the Subaru dealership, and me and him, we were beginning to talk and so much. And he said, girl, you better stop. It was a Caucasian man. He said, girl, you better stop. He said, you better stop. And he said, girl, because I feel a little light in my feet. I feel a little light in my feet. A little light in my feet. A little light. And he said, one thing about it is when believers come together, and he said, it's some type of friction that that begins to start as.
Did you enjoy that word? Do you have the power? It's amazing on how every week, everyone that has a car or a truck or SUV, you take it to the gas station to what? Refill. We are living in a season that it's time for us as believers of Jesus Christ to refill, plug back into the power source, and let him energize us that we are better than the Energizer Bunny. I said that jokingly, but I mean it spiritually. When we have the power, there is nothing can stand in our way. Because Jesus has given us the authority, and we have God, Holy Spirit, living it, moving and breathing in us. He's our wisdom. He's not the something that everybody talks about. Something told me, no. He's just as much God as God the Father and God the Son is. Hallelujah. I pray that you enjoy the word on this evening. I also ask you to just visit us on our website, LolitaJonesLive.com. You can find us on Facebook. You can find us, where else can you find us? On pray.com. You can find us there. And you will see with us, we're trying to get the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ out, so every person can either read it or they can hear it throughout this earth. So there be no excuses, because these are the last days. There will be no excuses why we didn't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And until the next time, continue to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. God bless you.